are two kinds of wells used in fracking. One is the well that's actually bored into the surface to get the oil out, the natural gas. And then there's a well that they use to dispose of all the wastewater that's produced by the first well. The quakes that I discuss in this story are coming from the second well, what they call disposal wells. It's all related to the fracking industry, but it's a mistake to say that the physical act of fracking causes an earthquake. They indeed cause very tiny earthquakes. That's actually the whole point. But they're microquakes that no one would ever really feel at the surface. You have faults everywhere. A lot of them are dead, meaning they just haven't been active in thousands of years. And the disposal well will either be drilled directly into one of these faults or beside one or above one. And when you start pumping fluid in there, the fluid is always going to try to find a kind of a way out, kind of like a crowded room and people trying to escape. And the way out is in tight rock is going to be a fault because there's going to be space in there. And so it's not so much that it's lubricating these faults and releasing them. It's just that water, the more you pile on top of it, it actually starts to create pressure, and it nudges apart these old faults. And all it takes is a little nudge, and then they release. They sort of pop, as the scientists sort of use the term. They will just pop apart and quickly create an earthquake.
Many people from the industry would not speak with you for the article, but one who did said, well, there's trucks rumbling down the road, there's skyscrapers that could be causing this. It's not fair to say that it's the wells causing the spike in the seismic activity. Is that accepted in the scientific community?
That idea is accepted in a larger context. There has been some studies, I think it was in Shanghai, where they found like the weight of the actual city was depressing the surface and possibly putting stress on the faults below. So that's a legitimate theory, but not in this context, because obviously where these faults are happening, there's no Shanghai, there's no cities at all, and most of them are in very rural areas. That really wouldn't apply here. And one of the scientists who worked for the oil company I talked to, who told me that, this was before a major study was published, which just came out last week, basically connecting the quakes in Oklahoma to some of these, or linking them to some of these well injection activities. So I think that theory, it's out there in the seismology field, but it has no real relevance to these quakes.
We've been covering hydraulic fracturing for as long as I've been here at WAMC in New York, and it's one of those topics where when both sides seem to have their own information, it can be very difficult to get at the truth. And your story exposes a lot of conflicts of interest among people who are involved in the expansion of fracking or overseeing fracking, and oftentimes their board memberships or their relationships with state contracts will influence what they'll say about this.
Yeah, that is true, and I've been doing environmental writing for a while, so I've sort of seen all sides of how the petroleum and oil and gas industry work. They're concerned too, if I can sort of almost speak for them, is liability. Because if they're talking about, oh yeah, we might have caused these quakes, well, anyone that lives above those quakes is gonna sue. And in fact, that's already happening. There's a lawsuit in Arkansas going on right now. It's that first one ever in history. It's a class action lawsuit by residents who are suing Chesapeake Energy for triggering earthquakes in Arkansas and damaging their homes. And there's some significant damage, and they're trying to recover the costs of that. So liability is an issue, and because Chesapeake is involved with a lot of these wells and involved in this lawsuit, they're obviously probably not going to go on the record, at least until the lawsuit is sorted out. So there's a liability problem too. But yes, I mean, a lot of the academics who work in the field also consult for the oil and gas industry. So there's some trepidation by them to sort of say absolutely this is being caused by the oil and gas industry doing fracking. The other issue is, as I point out in my story, it's virtually impossible to prove 100% that this well caused this earthquake, because you can't really just sit underground and see it happening. So it's all sort of deductive reasoning by science, but as one scientist put it, well, you can't prove that smoking causes cancer. But we know smoking causes cancer because of all the evidence, but you really can't ever directly prove it. And so that's another reason that there's a lot of waffling when you talk to people. But as I was finishing up my reporting, I sort of went back and surveyed all the scientists I talked to, and I really said, look, is there really any doubt that injection wells of wastewater are triggering earthquakes? And nobody had any doubt. It is happening. There's no question. I don't think anyone thinks that these quakes that have been directly over wells that have started as soon as they start injecting are caused by anything else.
But at the same time, let's play this out a little bit. This is a billion-dollar industry that's looking for new places to expand. And I wonder if there's a certain point where it's worth it to have some 5.6 earthquakes every now and again in new places if it means $15 billion to a state's economy. I mean, is that sort of part of the calculus now?
Well, I mean, eventually one of these quakes is going to kill some people. It almost did in Oklahoma. So is that worth it? I don't know. But there's an easier answer, is that these are easy to prevent because these injection wells, which are for waste disposal, don't necessarily need to be located right next to where they're doing the fracking. They can be located in safer areas. It might, depending on how far, the water is already put into trucks and tanked to the injection wells. So is it going to cost them a lot more to go 100 miles instead of 60 miles or 10 miles? I mean, that's one thing. The other thing is the oil companies who use these wells already do seismic studies of these areas. But it's proprietary information because they don't want to tell their competitors what they're finding. So they keep it all proprietary. There's probably a way to find a middle ground so that there can be some seismic regulations put into place and the oil companies don't necessarily have to release this seismic information, but based on what they find, they could say, hey, this is probably not the best place to put an injection wastewater well. So avoiding this problem is actually not so difficult. It just has to do with where you locate the wells and essentially how much fluid you put in them. Another problem relating to what you had suggested is they don't really know how big these quakes can get. A year ago, they were saying maybe 4. Then this study came out last week at the University of Oklahoma that put a 5.7. That's pretty big in a place that doesn't have earthquakes. I mean, I drove out there. Houses had collapsed. There was fissures across the road that were a foot wide that cracked open. That's pretty big. And you know, there's been some thinking that they could get bigger in places like Dallas, where they've been having a lot of quakes, and you could get a 6 or a 6.5. I mean, at that point, you're talking major destruction. So there's a question on how big these quakes can get. No one knows. And until we really know, I don't know if it's worth taking that gamble.
That's reporter Michael Behar. He writes about fracking and earthquakes in the current issue of Mother Jones. And Michael, thank you very much for your time and for your report.